Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court. Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1726. Visible translated text is as follows. I ate what was said between them. I have seen them talking together a good many times. Dr. Wren roomed in the hospital where Annie Maud Carter cleaned up, and the medicine room was also on the fifth floor. And it was in this medicine room where Annie Maud Carter did her ironing. She did the ironing for Dr. Wren. I saw Annie Maud Carter start into Conley's cell wing one day, and we called to her and told her she would be looked up if she went in there, and she stopped at the door and talked to him. I never saw Annie Maud Carter go into the cell wing of Conley. Mrs. George W. Jefferson testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. I am working for the Moglellan Bakery Company on Hunter Street. I was in attendance as a witness on the trial of the State versus Frank for 2 weeks and went on the stand on Thursday. On Monday after the trial, I went back to the Pennell factory and went up to see my forelady, and she told me they had given my machine away. And I went to see Mr. Darley, and Mr. Darley said that he did not understand that the firm intended to lay me off, but that he thought I misconstrued the thing and didn't tell the truth, and would rather I would go back to Mr. Dorsey and say that I swore an untruth about the strings at the factory and about the blood spots on the floor. I told him I could not do that, that I had sworn the truth and nothing but the truth. He gave me back my job on Tuesday, and I went back to work. As I swore on the stand, the strings with which pencils were tied were always kept in the polish room. But the morning I went back to work after the trial, Mr. Darley called my attention to strings hanging around in the metal room and all around in the building, and said I never had seen any strings there before. And Mr. Darley said, well, they had been there and I probably never noticed them. But I never had seen any strings before except in the polish room, where a few were kept. My forelady Mary Firk also insisted that I had not told the truth on the stand and tried to get me to state that the stains might have been paint spilled there by some of the girls, but I stated to her, as I swore on the stand, that paint had never been carried into the metal room that I ever saw, and I had been there 5 years, 212.